Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Morise. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next few minutes, I'm going to give you a rundown of Legend or No Legend by Wande Cole. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
Wande Cole is one of the most recognizable names on the African music scene, and he has been around for a very long time since Dibanj and Don Jazzy were tight, which is crazy. And he's been giving us hits for years without fail. Like I said, he's back with a new album, Legend or No Legend, which was released on May 18th, 2023. And this is under Starstruck Management and Empire. It has 13 tracks, which represents 40 minutes, 7 seconds of runtime. And there are 4 collaborations, huge ones: T-Pain, Olamide, Wizkid, Fireboy, DML. Doesn't get any better than that, honestly. And there are multiple producer placements as well, the likes of Dunny, Screwface, Bruno, Kelpie, who has most of the placements on this album, K-Dream, I think K-Dream is on 2 or 3 tracks, Udoma Amba, and Caesar as well. The opening track on Legend or No Legend, which is called Nobody Holy, is... I don't know, man. It's different. It's not what I expected to hear, but that's simply because I've got this version of Wande Cole that I already have in my mind because of all the music he's dropped. It sounds like it's done live, but I think there were definitely some studio elements there. And then he even goes in and does this Spanish sort of verse, and sounds so natural, by the way, which was pretty awesome. But the subject matter of the song was also cool. I think the title says it all, Nobody Holy. Like, yo, people are on some BS out there. And he's kind of just saying it like, hey, in this life, you know, you gotta stand for what you stand for, because people out there will do you gangster. And it's actually really a really lovely song to listen to. And like I said, I just didn't expect it to come from Wande Cole specifically. Now, having said that, Wande Cole is the kind of guy who is a pace setter, a trend setter, and he doesn't get credit for it until years later. And people are like, wait, but Wande Cole did that. Wande Cole did that. And this is that kind of song where, you know, he's done something different. He's dared to do something that either very few or nobody has really done. And only time will tell if it's going to catch on like fire or become something else. I don't know if it's the kind of song that I would qualify as a hit, but it's a great way to start the album. Track 2 is a song that needs no introduction, and it's Come My Way. What was interesting to me, I looked at the plays on Spotify, and right now, Come My Way, this album version has got like just over 2,000 plays. So I was like, wait a minute, didn't this song come out like a while ago? And it was one of the biggest hits that he's released recently. And the song came out in October 2021. It's got well over 8 million streams on the platform. But why is this version on Legend or No Legend, why does it have only 2,000 streams? This doesn't make sense, because this is clearly the waterfall strategy at play. But no, they're not attributed to this album, which is crazy. And when I did a little bit of digging, I realized that maybe there might be an audio mismatch. Actually, there is an audio mismatch between the version released in 2021 and the album version released in 2023. And what that discrepancy is 2 seconds. So the current version on this album is 3 minutes 30 seconds. The version released in 2020 one is 3 minutes 28 seconds. And because of that discrepancy, it is not attributable or something like that, which I thought they would match, like, ISRC codes or something, just to say, hey, this is the same song. And then that makes sense. The 8 million streams would be on this album. But no, currently they're not. I hope, his team looks into it, because in my opinion, just attribute the streams to the song, please. And it's a huge song. Listened to it again and I'm thinking, the song was fire, and the song still is fire. If you really want to see how versatile someone like Wandeko is as an artist, listen to a song like 3 Square Meal on this album. It's got this lovely guitar riff that just plays throughout. It's like I don't know if it's a loop or something, but the way he then just his delivery. Hi, guys. This dude is like, his talent is limitless. He almost sounds like an artist you can pluck out of somewhere out of the States, with that almost like sing rap style, but in a Wandeko type fashion. And just listen to the song. And he kind of does the same thing on track 4, which is Jews. And yeah, it's got this almost like trap sound going on. And then his delivery just sounds like he's from the States. I don't know what else to tell you. Going back to the songs you probably already have heard from Legend or No Legend, there's Let Them Know, which was, I think, his latest release as a single. And then Pe Paso with Olamide, the huge hit with Olamide. So those two plus Come My Way make up the songs that you've already heard, which means out of the 13 tracks, 10 are new. One thing that is worth mentioning is that on Legend or No Legend, all the songs where he collaborated with someone, which is Streets with T-Pain, Kpe Paso with Olamide, Ebelebe with Wizkid, and then Jabo with Fireboy DML. Those are mad songs, like crazy songs. The song with Wizkid, my goodness. The song with Fireboy DML, oh. The song with T-Pain, ooh. Yeah. Now going back to that versatility I spoke about earlier. Genesis, which is track 10. The delivery on there is wild. I don't know what it is. It's so catchy, but this guy knows how to work his voice probably better than 95% of people on this earth. He is ridiculously talented when it comes to that, and he knows how to ride the beat in a way that nobody could ever attempt to do, just because of how he works his voice. So there's really something there. And I mean, just in terms of the songs across Legend or No Legend, I found myself saving, let's count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 songs that I saved from this album. And honestly speaking, the only, let's say, two songs that I wasn't really much of a fan of were the ones where he was doing that American sing rap type situation. And everything else, I was like blown away. But those two, it's just not my style. So I'm pretty sure that people are gonna like that kind of thing. But for me, those two songs were a no. And that leads me to the other thing, which is that also meant that the flow for me, the sequencing, I really didn't like it, because those songs came too early on. Yet there are some mega hits after those. And if you're like me and you don't like that style, those two, because they're back to back as well and they come as track 4 and track 5, they might put you off the rest of the album. Yet It's fire. It's absolute fire. So yeah, don't let those two songs fool you, because the rest of the album is pretty much almost no skips. Yeah, I mean, 10 out of 13 songs, which I was like, yeah, any one of these could blow, and there's a whole lot there. I can't complain, honestly. Yeah, I also think Show Magba is gonna be one of those songs. It's pretty fast paced, but yeah, I think it's going to appeal primarily to the Nigerian crowd. Like, they're really gonna gobble it up. A surprise for me was track 13, Don't Feel Love. The clarity in the instrumentation, everything about it just sits right with me. I'm very expectant for that song. It might be one of those songs that people love, but they'll only love it after they love the more obvious songs, like, you know, Jabo, Ebelebe, and Streets, and, you know, Let Them Know. Yeah, there's a lot to pick from. This is a really solid comeback project from Wandeko after 3 years since he gave us Realms, and I think it's gonna do well. There are a lot of hits. This guy is no stranger to making hits, man. That's his thing. His MO is making hits, and he's also like your favorite artist, because they really respect what he does. And in the industry, everybody knows that this guy is lethal. He is lethal. Anyway, I think I'm gonna end it right there. There's a lot to love about this album. It's really good. It's not far from perfection, if I'm gonna be honest. There's a lot that's working for it. For me, 10 songs out of 13, that's really good going. And of those, you know, 9-10 songs, two are already like smash hits, which is Pepaso and Come My Way. So leaving 8, I think maybe about 5 of them. Yeah, anything can happen with those 5. Anything. They could become the biggest thing ever, or people would just not. I don't know. But Wandeko, well done. This is a really good and strong album to get 2023 really kicking. We're 5 months in, and hey, anything from Wandeko, I will take. I got my favorites, so that's it from me. Let me be out. How do I rate this one out of 10? I think I'm going to give it a high, you know, 7.8, Nyana. Somewhere there, yeah, 7.8 out of 10. Like, it's a good album. It definitely is a good album. But for me, like I said, the sequencing, I think it could have been done better. And then maybe even take out 2 tracks and not even put them. That's just me, though. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MG Momota, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Nene.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.